From Tradio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. Hi, and welcome back to a new episode of The Daily Breakfast. I am Father Roderick, and I'm back from so many different places last week. I traveled to Limburg, which is in the southern part of my country, and we used a small village as a starting base to go filming in three neighboring countries. Well, two neighboring and one country very close by. So on Tuesday, I went to Belgium and I was going to film an episode of my TV show. And it was really like a Hail Mary pass. I had tried to find some people to interview and try to arrange some topics. But I didn't get any response back. And so the day before, I was still panicking, like, what am I going to film? I had three ideas. I wanted to go to an abbey where the monks had left, I think 20 or 30 years ago. But now there is a Christian community that lives there. And there is a brewery that uses the old Cistercian recipes to make the beer that they used to make in the many centuries before, but creates modern beer for that. And so that is interesting. And I also wanted to check out that Christian community and see if in some way or another they would continue this inspiration of the monks. So that was the first idea. The second idea was to go and visit Banneux, which is a tiny village right very close to the Dutch border. I think it's about 6 or 7 kilometers, if not less, where, according to reports, the Virgin Mary appeared to a young girl 8 times, and she presented herself as the Virgin of the Poor. And even today, thousands and thousands of people from the Netherlands go there on pilgrimage every year. And so I figured, well, let's go take a look. The thing is, it's in the middle of winter, and that place of pilgrimage is right in the heart of the Ardennes, which is a not a mountainous, but it's a kind of a hilly. Do you say that? I think it's a bit. There are hills there. It's a bit more elevated part of Belgium, and so it's very cold. And last week was an extremely cold week. We had cold coming from Russia. And so I figured there's not going to be anyone there. It's, you know, it's the winter season. The pilgrimage season starts in May. So that was a second question mark. And then the third idea that I had was to go to the city of Liège, Luik in Dutch, which is a industrial city, also not very far from the Dutch border. And that's also a diocese. And there are a few priests working there that I know that I've gotten to know in seminary, because I was in Belgium for 5 years, the first 5 years of my studies for the priesthood. And so figured it could be an idea to go back and see how they're doing and what has their life become 25 years later, because that's approximately the amount of time that passed since I last saw them and today. But no replies, no responses. And so on Tuesday, we just went to this abbey to begin with. And the first thing we heard was, well, the Christian community is on retreat, so there's no one here. And you may want to check the brewery, but we don't know if they have time. So we walk into the office of the main office of the brewery, and there are two guys sitting there. And so I tell them, well, I emailed one of your PR representatives, and he said he would arrange something for us, but I never heard back. And so both of them are looking at us like, we have no idea who you called, but we didn't get the message. And then the older guy is like, well, you know what? Today I don't have any appointment, so let me show you around and let me give you a tour of the brewery, which he did. Very nice guy. He took almost the entire morning to show us how the beer was made, told us about the recipes, even about the kind of the background of why the monks were brewing beer and was the only thing that you could drink without getting ill, without getting sick, because of course the water from the river was often polluted. And so these ancient recipes are now still used to create three types of beer, like a light blonde beer, a brown beer, and then there was a triple. And I got to film the entire process. It's a small brewery, one of the smaller ones in Belgium, but it was so cool to see. And fortunately for us, there were a couple of brewers that were doing that on the spot. And so I was with the camera, like, on top of every step of the process. It was so much fun. And then we did an interview. The other challenge was that we hadn't decided yet when these shows would be aired. And so it's very well possible that this particular episode would be aired in the summertime. And the problem was there was snow everywhere. They had a lot of snow. Fortunately, there was no snowfall. It was a very blue sky day with sunshine, but freezing cold. And so I had to film everything without filming the snow, which is really hard because you also want to show the Abbey and show the beautiful environment there, the surroundings. But we managed to do an interview in the sun. They had some purple, what you call them, kind of umbrellas against the sun. And so the entire image looks as if it could have been filmed in the summertime. And so that was great fun and gave me a lot of courage for the rest of the day. So we drove to Bonneux, this place of pilgrimage, and again, no one was there. There were like three American tourists lighting one candle, and so I was filming that. And then we saw someone entering what looked like the rectory. So we followed that guy. And in the end, we met a Dutch priest who at first didn't want to go on camera. He's like, I don't like media. The other priest should do that. The other priest didn't want to do it either. And so we kind of begged him, well, please, just the story of the apparitions. Fairies, okay. Well, we need to rehearse first. So he was super nervous and tense and everything. And then he started talking, and we were outside. And I was freezing. I couldn't use my gloves while filming. And so my hands were turning red and then purple and then blue and white. And this priest just didn't stop talking. And we were still rehearsing. And so at one point I was like, okay, let's just film this because this is great. And then he just showed us around and it was fantastic. It was one of the best interviews that I've done with a priest so far. So again, so someone who probably grew up with a certain apprehension towards the media and ended up being a natural at that. And then finally we drove to this main city of Liège, and I did one last interview with someone who's now a episcopal, how would you call that, a vicar general in the diocese. And that was just a personal interview. It was also very good. There were some other things that we filmed there. So that was day number one. And in the end, despite my uncertainty of will this even work, it worked out really fine. The next day, I went to Germany. I had two contacts there. Unfortunately, those two were confirmed. So at first we visited Peter Esser, and Peter is a longtime listener to my shows. He's also an illustrator. He draws comics or comic book figures, even does animation. But he's also a Catholic, and he's also doing some Catholic projects. So I went to visit him. He had this amazing, like, I think it's what you call it, like a touch panel, but it also had the screen. You could just draw on the screen. And so he drew Pope Francis at one point and showed us all the other projects that he was working on. He was working on a catechesis about Mass, etc. But he's got this great comic book style, and it was a good story. So that worked out well. Then I went to visit my friend Norbert Fink, who is a priest very similar to me in a certain way. He's kind of the German geek priest, and he's very well known because he's also a rapper. He records raps about the Eucharist, about Lent, and it's really good. He creates some videos to go with that. He's also a massive Star Wars fan, and something that I don't share with him, he's a massive Elvis fan, an Elvis Presley fan. And so he showed me that he had a Elvis costume, like the glitter, the white costume with all the jewels on it. He had a replica of that. And every once in a while, he will actually perform as Elvis. So that was a lot. It was also a great, great interview. And then the third day, we went to Luxembourg, and I interviewed my friend Father Michel, who just came back from Lebanon, where the Arab version of Tweeting with God was presented. And so I interviewed him about Tweeting with God, which is a great book. Check it out. There's also a website and an app. And he showed us around in Luxembourg. So all in all, it turned out really, really well. And in 3 days, I produced 3 television shows. I was super proud, but also super tired. That's what I wanted to share with you today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for following me on Facebook and Twitter. And if you want to support me, go to patreon.com/FatherRoderick. Signing off. God bless.